If you ever take a road trip to Monument Valley, you'll see why this legendary landscape is so much more than just a movie set. It's also a tribal park, the first to be founded in 1958, and where about 100 or so Navajos actually call home. This 17-mile dirt loop, dotted with horses and hogans, is managed by the Navajo Parks and Recreation Department.
If they say no, we tell the film production no. But that doesn't mean that we're going to shut the door on you.
For Edsel Pete, who is in charge of the Navajo Nation TV and Film Office, the new MOU with the state of Utah is all about being film-friendly while also caring for the environment. Scripts can be changed, the land not so much.
As we know, film is not going anywhere. But we don't want to just give away the resources. This is all we got, and we want to protect it.
Towering red sandstone buttes have time and again turned into the unmistakable backdrop for some of Tinseltown's biggest blockbusters, from Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump.
I'm pretty tired. Think I'll go home now.
To the final chapter of the Back to the Future trilogy.
Good luck, for both of our sakes. See you in the future.
You mean the past?
Exactly.
No matter the genre, Monument Valley has been glittering on the silver screen for nearly a century. But its popularity began with westerns.
Hold it!
Both states claim it as our own, and it does get a lot of requests.
Virginia Pierce is director of the Utah Film Commission. Arizona was the first state to ink such an MOU with the Navajo Nation in 2019. Talks are underway with New Mexico to follow suit.
This MOU came at such a great time for us to not only look back and consider the history, but also look forward and think about, you know, how much more could we do if we worked together.
James Lujan is from the Taos Pueblo in New Mexico. He chairs the Cinematic Arts and Technology Department at the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe and suggests these MOUs could benefit everyone.
It's a win for the production companies. It's a win for the tribe because they have people that they're putting to work to train below-the-line crew members.
Like gaffers, camera operators, and set designers. But Lujan thinks training above-the-line talent, screenwriters, producers, and directors is even more important for representation.
Because that's the only way we're going to break into mainstream cinema is by taking ownership and control of our own stories.
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio reporting from Monument Valley.